just in. And so good. Thousands of spring finds up to 70% off are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Why do we rack? For the hottest deals.
Save on Madewell, Vince, Kate Spade, New York, Sam Edelman, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Nitrous oxide has become an ever-increasing worry. The substance known as laughing gas, silver bullets, happy crack is recognized by the HSE as an inhalant drug used, and I put this in quotes, recreationally by some. And one South Dublin councillor is hoping that we can crack down on the happy crack problem. Good morning to South Dublin Sinn Féin councillor Darren O'Brody. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning to your listeners.
Now, I wasn't aware of this particular problem. I know what laughing gas is. It's used medically as a kind of a sedative. Where are the kids, and by and large they're under 18s, where are they getting this stuff?
Yeah, well, sure. I suppose I'll not be the first councillor, Pat, to raise this. I have no doubt many of your listeners will be familiar with seeing these cartridges. Very often discarded on our streets, they're in the car parks, the local shops, they're in our public parks. And as you've rightly pointed out, they're more commonly known as laughing gas and all of these different names, hippie crack, silver bullets, whippets. But whilst the general sale of them is prohibited under existing legislation, and in particular to those under 18, the group that are mostly affected, they do seem to be very easily available for purchase online. You can get them, you can do a Google search and you can easily get them on certain well-known websites.
Yeah, but where are they delivered from? Because you're talking about a canister containing gas. It's not something you'd expect that your delivery dealer would...
Yeah, no, well, they're being delivered to people's addresses, and I mean they're purchased in shop car parks, and how exactly and where they're purchased, I can't be absolutely certain of. All I can tell you is that they're very prevalent in the community in which I live. And I mean, last year I had a motion passed at full council asking that a new pilot project be conducted by South Dublin County Council to try and map the locations at which these are being discarded. Like, just for those listeners that are not familiar with them, these are kind of, you know, to best describe them, they're like the smaller, maybe the size of your thumb, a little larger. They're a torpedo type of shape, a metal, so silver metal. And more worryingly, later in recent months, we're starting to see these kind of commercial size ones that will be the equivalent in volume of about 50 of the smaller ones.
But what I'm trying to get at is, are they coming from overseas? Are they coming in through the mail system? Are DHL delivering them, or Amazon vans delivering them? Who's delivering them?
Yes, well, you can get them. They are available through eBay and Amazon, so they are coming from overseas. And from my understanding is that there have been some larger seizures of these, you know, aimed at sort of raves and party settings and the like.
People who've seen laughing gas in action, I mean, it makes people laugh like loons. There's no question about that. But in excess, it can have very, very serious medical consequences.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, the short-term effects of them, you know, are typically what you would expect. I mean, headaches, nausea, vomiting, even hallucinations. And people talk about sound distortion, you know, difficulty breathing. There's probably not enough evidence at this stage about the long-term effects. And that's really the concern that I would have, as indeed lots of others have. But there is most definitely evidence to suggest that they increase your blood pressure. They can raise the risk of stroke or heart attack. And, you know, I guess naturally, if you're denying your system oxygen while at the same time you're inhaling this substance, you know, you're running the risk of brain damage and respiratory complications.
So that's people taking this recreationally and therefore not under medical supervision, like might be in a dental surgery. Darren O'Brody, South Dublin Sinn Féin councillor, thank you very much for joining us. Now, Boris Johnson, as you know, has come under fire yet again as leaked images emerged of him at an indoor gathering during lockdown. They were revealed on ITV News and it shows the British Prime Minister apparently joking and drinking with staff at a leaving party in Downing Street on November the 13th, 2020, during the UK's second lockdown when all household mixing was banned, pubs and restaurants were closed. And this is just as we await the Sue Gray report to be published perhaps later this week. I'm joined by Vincent McAvey, Vinny, freelance correspondent based in London. Vincent, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, he thought this had all gone away. He only got one fine and he thought maybe he was home free, although he might be waiting in some trepidation for Sue Gray's report. This has raised the stakes again for him.
It has really raised the stakes because we've heard now for weeks and for months about the events taking place in Downing Street, around 12 of them through the course of the pandemic. Details that were disturbing, like suitcases full of booze being rolled in, people being so drunk that they broke the Prime Minister's son's swing set in the garden of Downing Street, and it's caused real alarm and annoyance. But things had started, because of events in Ukraine and other events taking over, to be easing off the pressure on the Prime Minister. But seeing these photographs now, four in particular, and there are more to come in the Sue Gray report, really changes the dynamic. It means that people can very clearly see the Prime Minister at the heart of these events. This particular event, we know that a person attending it, we can see nine people in the photograph with all these open wine bottles, a gin bottle, food. One person there did receive a fine for this event. So there are serious questions now as to how the Metropolitan Police did not then fine the Prime Minister and all the others at this event for attending. It is raising yet more difficult questions, not just for the Prime Minister, but for the police as well.
Now, some people on British television raising the possibility that he just popped in and raised a glass to someone who was departing. But that doesn't matter, because by doing so, he gives his imprimatur to a gathering that was illegal.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And the police deemed it to be an illegal gathering because we know one person got a fine. It was said that the Prime Minister didn't actually just pop in, that he instigated these leaving drinks. And on this particular day in question, the 13th of November 2020, so this was 8 days into the Prime Minister imposing that second lockdown, this was the day that Dominic Cummings left Downing Street. And at the same time, we know that there was a party in the flat in number 10 Downing Street being hosted by his wife, the so-called ABBA party, with a number of friends, which very clearly was breaking lockdown rules as well. So it is all about this culture that Boris Johnson has presided over in Downing Street of boozing through these lockdowns. And I think there is going to be real questions as well when these pictures come out in the Sue Gray report. It's obviously damaging enough that over the past few days we've seen an extraordinary operation of sort of trying to fog things up, basically obfuscation by the Prime Minister's team, because what they've been saying is, Sue Gray, who is leading this report, wanted a meeting with the Prime Minister to discuss it. Well, now it turns out that not only was it the other way around, they've spent the last couple of days denying that. So actually, Downing Street, asked for a meeting, and the Prime Minister allegedly said to her, oh, we don't think you need to publish your report anymore. It's all out there anyway, so let's forget about that. So there is a clear picture now building up of Boris Johnson knowing that he did wrong, potentially lying to Parliament, trying to cover up a report. Seemingly some kind of potential pressure has been exerted on the police for them not to impose as many fines as possible. So it does create real problems once again for Boris Johnson.
And the Deputy Labour leader, Angela Rayner, posted an image of a government COVID ad online, which said, if one person breaks the rules, we will all suffer. That doesn't sit well with the Boris's behaviour.
Yeah, that's right. The Labour Party are calling for the Prime Minister to stand down. They've been doing that for some months now. But I think what we have to watch is, it's interesting you mentioned a picture being posted. Steve, Steve Baker, one of the ERG group in the Conservative Party, posted a picture of the government advertising at the time, a woman in a medical mask, and it's look in her eyes and tell her why you're breaking the rules. Now, this, what we know is that unless there is someone in the party willing to make moves in the next couple of days, Boris Johnson is safe. So it will be interesting to see whether anyone that could potentially replace the Prime Minister, you're thinking Liz Truss, Jeremy Hunt, potentially Rishi Sunak, but that seems less likely now. It is really down to whether any of those decide to exploit the internal kind of grief about this in the party and make a move against Boris Johnson.
All right, Vincent, thank you very much for joining us. If you go online, you'll see the detail from ITV of all the elements of the pictures. Eight officials pictured in the actual shot, but more obviously out of shot. And the table is loaded with party food and drinks. Five open bottles of wine, four bottles of red, one bottle of white, bottle of clear spirits, reportedly gin, at 2/3 empty, sealed bottle of sparkling wine ready for opening, plate of biscuits and two packets of crisps and nuts, two empty but used wine glasses, stack of plastic cups, and a takeaway container reportedly from the Indian restaurant Dishoom. So there you are.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.